2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5, we're very familiar with these verses. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I wanted to talk to you about your process of thinking when the enemy comes to invite thoughts that are not of God. We have so many things that go through our mind within a day, but when the enemy comes and invites himself to have conversation with you in your mind, you have to bring the word to the conversation. I would always tell people that I don't recommend that people have a conversation with Satan or any demonic spirit, because you have nothing in common. Jesus gave Satan the word when he was in the wilderness. When he was weak in his body, he gave them the word. When he gave Satan the word, Satan had to obey the word and leave Jesus alone. A lot of times we feel like we don't have enough word in us to do that. And sometimes we are struggling in a place where we're walking through the process of deliverance. And it becomes challenging to us because we feel like, well, this is what I do. This is how I think. This is my process. And sometimes those things are unhealthy. They're not good for us, and they're seeds that have not been planted by God, but they have been planted by Satan, and he's waiting for that opportunity to water just enough to let it grow and have a place in your mind. You don't want to give him that. You want to ask the Holy Spirit to uproot that and destroy it. We don't want to entertain thoughts that are things that are going to go contrary to what the Word of God says, and we don't want to stay in a place of unhealthy thinking. We all know what unhealthy thinking is. The extremes of our thoughts are only going to go as far as we let it. But as you mature in the things of God, when you find that your thoughts are going the wrong direction, you immediately go to the origin of the thought. And it is always with an invitation. That thought comes with an invitation. Even if you are going back to think about something based off of how you're feeling, you want to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The key, the obedience of Christ. We have to remember that these fights, these invitations, these struggles, these strongholds start with a thought. With that thought is attached an invitation. When you are invited to something, to do something, to participate in something, you always have the right to say no. You always have the right to not accept it. You don't have to RSVP to everything. There's just some things that you have to know it's not a part of your identity. It's things that you have to let go, and it's things that you have to bring down into captivity, and you do it with the word. You speak the word over yourself. You speak the word over your mind. Some of you, your minds are so messed up because of disobedience, because you want to continue the conversation, because you like the way it makes you feel sometimes, because you're feeding into unhealthy thinking. Some of you are so full of yourself and you have an issue with control that now you are living in a place that you have housed the plant of deception, and you are watering that plant. You are talking to that plant. You're making promises to that plant because it's feeding your ego. And as you mature in the things of God and you surrender and you yield, you don't have an ego. Again, we have to understand the invitation. How did your deception go from a seed that had dirt, then a pot, then it was watered, it was talked to over and over again, and now all of a sudden you got leaves? What kind of leaves come out of deception? Demonic spirits partner with each other. And when you understand how that works, you can understand how people's minds are messed up. You can understand how people's emotions are just out of place, out of balance. Take the time to find the origin of your thought. It is not that difficult. It's like going back and looking for something that you lost, treating something as if it was lost. You have to take steps back. There's a process to going back to find out. Go back to the last place that you saw it. Go back to the last place that you remember having it. That's what you do with your thoughts. Go back to when the conversation started. Go back to the first thought. Go back to the imitation. It could wrap itself in deception through another thought, and one thought jumped off at another thought because it's masking itself. And so now you're trying to figure out, wait a minute, I was thinking about that. How did I get to that? And how am I sitting here angry when I was fine 15 minutes ago? Go back to those thoughts, like the word says, casting down imaginations. And you repeat the word, casting down imaginations in every high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. There's nothing wrong with saying that. You can't remember all of that. You say, Lord, tear it all down. Wherever it started, Lord, tear it down. I don't want it in my mind. I don't want it in my feelings. I don't want it attached to me. And Lord, if I invited the conversation, if I opened the door, I'm asking you to go back and uproot it and close and lock that door. I don't want to have those thoughts. I don't want to have those feelings. Some of you are going to struggle with that if you're egotistical, because you're feeding off of that. That is not a fruit of the Spirit. That is not a characteristic of God. You're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to let it go. For some of you, it's control, and you have made control a part of your identity. So you believe, listen to me good, you believe that what you say is what it is. You're deceived. Let's go back to the word, casting down imaginations and every high thing right there. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's not a fruit of spirit. It's not a characteristic of God. And bringing it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have to get to a place where we're moving forward. We're not moving backwards. I want to encourage people that just didn't know how this works to try to practice this, you know, in those ugly spaces that show up, in those arrogant spaces that show up. I used to wake up years ago angry every day, and I had a lot going on. I'm not going to get into it right now because the Lord didn't tell me to share it, but I didn't know where to put that. I struggled for years with that, and I was around people that tried to tell me, but they were some of the biggest hypocrites I've ever met in my life, so their words meant nothing. It fell to the ground, and I had to struggle for years to find a way to where that anger could go, but it had to begin somewhere. It was an origin. It was a seed planted, and I had some very anointed people that I would have never thought I would have come across in my life that began to minister to me about those places in my life and how to surrender that to God. It started all with a thought. It started with the memory. It started with a seed there. And I gave the example of a plant, but for me, I had a jungle going on. That's how much I let that stuff grow. I have a sound mind. I have peace. Nothing disturbs my peace. And that's because of the power of God, the word of God. They taught me how to apply it, how to repeat it. And I tried to justify my anger. I really did. I tried to hold on to that. I tried to keep that apart as my identity for years because I knew that I was right. In many instances, I was not wrong. But it did not justify holding on to feelings and thoughts that God wasn't pleased with. This is a very challenging place for a lot of people. But everybody has something that they can let go. You can't tell me that you're all good because that's not how our brain works. We wake up every single day warring. We are warring every single day. So you can't sit up there and tell me I'm good. No. You might have peace. I got peace. But doesn't mean that invitations don't come. It's the fact that you got to deal with it. I'm not telling you to go and dig up the ugliest place. I'm not telling you to go dig up the most painful place. I'm not telling you that. Learn the process of starting to practice casting down imaginations in every high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Don't you even try to blame yourself. We all fall short of the glory of God. We are working this out through the word of God. We are working this out through the obedience to Christ. So take your time, practice this, see how it works for you. See how you feel when you are able to pinpoint where that thought came from. Oh, the devil's going to be so mad at you. Satan is going to be so mad. Why? Because you are becoming free from all that garbage that he's been throwing at you. And when he finds out that you're getting stronger, expect him to try to throw something in there. And don't you get fearful. Don't get fearful. Stand on the word of God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon. Be encouraged. I'm excited for a lot of you because a lot of you are actually going to try this and it's going to help you out a whole lot. This is going to make you feel so much better. This is not going to have you as heavy as you were before, especially for the people that are constantly worried about stuff. If you speak the word of God, and when you speak the word of God, do not turn around and curse your words with worry. Don't do that. Leave it with God and watch him work. Practice. Let's see how that works out with you. Practicing the process of going to the origin of the thought, asking the Lord to uproot the very thing that has been planted that's not like him. Remember, we're speaking a word, casting down imaginations. There are so many thoughts that aren't right. We know that there are people that have done us wrong. I still got people doing me wrong. I am not losing any sleep. I sleep good. I sleep good because I gave it to God. And I wasn't always there. I had to get there, but I had to get there through just practicing the process, going back to the origin of the thought. Why did I think that? Why did I let that thought go so far? Why did I take it to violence in my mind? Why am I so angry? Why can't I let it go? Why am I still talking about it? Go back to the origin of the thought, practice the process, let the Lord do what he do, casting down every vain imagination. Some versions of the Bible says casting down every vain imagination, every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm excited for you because you're going to be free. Yeah, you will get to the place where you like, yeah, I don't care, but it feel good. And that's where you want to be. You cannot care from an excellent place because you're healing. You don't have to dig your heart into everything, nor do you have to dig your mind into everything. Dig your heart and your mind into the Word of God. It'll hold you up. It'll keep you. It'll make you stronger. It will make you look like Jesus Christ and live like Jesus. And when you do that, somebody can want to know about your God. I want you to be blessed and stay blessed. Let me know how it works out. Hit me up on social media. She Knows Why on Instagram. Tell me which episode. Tell me how it worked out. And I'll be looking forward to hear from you. God bless you.